Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Rhode Island is the first state in the nation to authorize a supervised drug injection center. A pilot program was approved by the legislature and signed into law this week by Governor Dan McKee. Supporters say these centers can save lives. Opponents argue they encourage drug use. Ian Donis from the Publix Radio reports.
An idea that would have once been unthinkable in the General Assembly found broad support in the final week of the legislative session, giving illegal drug users a safe, supervised place to inject their drugs. For years, this concept crashed into the get-tough rhetoric of the war on drugs. But the toll of the opioid epidemic, which legislators say claimed almost 400 lives in Rhode Island last year, has sparked a reassessment. Some lawmakers cite how their own friends and relatives have died from overdoses. Representative Justine Caldwell, an East Greenwich Democrat, for example, she says her 23-year-old cousin overdosed while on Block Island in 2017, leaving a cascade of emotional pain for two roommates who did not initially realize that he had OD'd.
And his family, who is torn apart, and his sister, who's getting married this summer, and he will not be at her wedding. So this is a bill that is going to protect Rhode Island families, and it is a big step in our substance abuse crisis prevention.
The conventional argument against supervised drug injection centers is that they send a government-sanctioned message in support of shooting up. Representative Arthur Corvese, a North Providence Democrat, is among those troubled by the concept.
We set rules, regulations, laws, and parameters for our people to conduct themselves, to comport themselves. But yet, we will say, you want to chase the dragon or shoot up? There's the place to do it. We're going to protect you. We're going to have health people there for you. And we're going to pay for it.
This bill will keep people alive. That's the end result. People who otherwise will die alone somewhere in our state will remain alive.
Tiverton Democratic Representative John Edwards is the House sponsor of the bill to create harm reduction centers. He says ignoring drug addiction adds to the body count and that it's better to give users a safe, supervised place to shoot up. Supporters say these sanctioned centers have made a positive difference in Canada and almost a dozen other countries. On the House floor last week, Edwards said he expects Rhode Island to become home to one or possibly two injection centers. He says the funding will come from such non-governmental sources as foundations. Users would be greeted by health professionals when they bring their drugs to a harm reduction center.
They would be screened when they go in. They talk to them. If they want, they can have their drugs tested for quantity of fentanyl. It's in everything. And then they can go to a place in the facility, they can inject their drugs or however they use them, and then they're monitored. They stay there until they can get up and walk out on their own.
Legislation to create supervised drug injection centers was first introduced a few years ago by State Senator Josh Miller, a Cranston Democrat. This time around, the House and Senate overwhelmingly approved bills to create a two-year pilot program, and it is now law. Before an injection center could move ahead in a particular community, it would require approval from the local city or town council. In a letter expressing support in February, Providence Mayor Jorge Elorza pledged to work with the State Department of Health to implement the plan. But Representative Anastasia Williams, a Providence Democrat, says it would be better to open a drug injection center in a suburb where it would show that drug abuse is not just an urban issue.
When it's in the urban cause, it's crackheads and junkies. But as soon as the white population started dying more frequently, it became an opioid pandemic. And solutions started being thought about, like this one. But when people of color were in need of these same services, mum's the word, honey. Nobody knew nothing. Crackheads.
Legislative supporters of the supervised injection center say they're certain it will move ahead, due in part to the evolution of federal drug policy. The legislation requires the state health director and an advisory panel to create regulations by next March for the envisioned one or two injection centers. A growing number of cities and states, including California and Somerville, Massachusetts, are pursuing plans for injection centers. And the Biden administration is backing the broader concept of harm reduction. The American Rescue Act includes $30 million for evidence-based harm reduction approaches, the first time the federal government has directed money for such a purpose. For the Public's Radio, I'm Ian Donis.